It's 9:30 straight down, and we are into the eclipse. I'm Marianne Myers. It's time for Food Talk. I'm here with the fabulous Linda Perkins. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
We need to do a little eclipse update, I think, right now for people quick before we talk about food, because it's in progress.
I know. I didn't even wear an apron. You know why?
Why?
Because I put on sunblock in honor of the eclipse.
Well, good substitute. Really good. And you're here with your glasses.
Yep.
So the eclipse officially began about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And so it is slowly progressing through. And I scheduled, I think, to peak around, I want to say 18 minutes
yeah.
after 10, something like that.
Susan Peterson's got a pinhole set up out in our parking lot if you want to drive up and see it, but it's starting to flatten.
It is. And also, the skies are clear and or clearing all throughout the KMUN listening area.
Yeah, and driving here, it was amazing how eerily dead it was. There is no traffic. There's not even any traffic on 101.
We've taken all the traffic and put it somewhere else.
Ben.
Because everybody was so confident that we wouldn't be able to see it here. Anyway, it's smooth sailing if you are in Clatsop, Pacific, Columbia, Wakayakum counties, Tillamook County, I suspect also. So by all means, be careful. Don't stare directly at the sun.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. There is your food talk song for today.
There it is. Thank you, Linda Perkins.
I think I'm going to spend the show chewing my eclipse gum.
Oh.
You go ahead and talk, Marianne.
I'll just go ahead and talk. I think I might just turn your mic right off. We probably should mention food. It's food talk.
We should
at least mention food.
Well, poor Dale, he's sitting at home scraping off the middles of Oreo cookies in the shape of the eclipse and eating them one by one by one by one. I imagine he'll be pretty bloated by the time I get home.
I hope he has milk. You got to have milk.
That was food.
That was food.
I just mentioned food.
Yeah, that's right. All right. On to the eclipse. Oh, my gosh. We have been cooking together.
Yes, it was so fun. We cooked a big mess of food yesterday. And I would just like to say, if there's, we have a cooking club that we just all, a bunch of friends cook together once a month. And if that's anything you are inclined to do, just put a club together, two or three people, and just buy ingredients together and cook. You get to learn each other's recipes, and it's favorite recipes. I'm not going to, you know, force my curried avocado on poor Marianne, but
I love curried avocado.
Yeah, well, but yesterday we made from your restaurant your meatloaf recipe, and then also your cioppino recipe, and oh my gosh, they're
both
just
of those things
so good.
Came via the brilliant Britta Nelson. But yes, we made meatloaf, we made cioppino, we made apple cake,
yep.
We made a really good green pea soup.
Yeah. So perfect for this time
yeah.
of year.
And some herbed oil to swizzle onto the soup or to dip your bread into or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, it was really good. And although we usually dedicate like 4 hours, half a day a month to cooking a bunch of us,
mm-hmm.
I ended up leaving at the half day mark to come over and do a radio show, and you girls stayed until you put in 8 hours.
But we pretty much sat and talked.
That's good. That's good, because that's the other benefit.
We call it cooking.
That's totally the other benefit of cooking together is
yeah,
the social
it is,
aspect.
It is.
So
yeah.
yeah, definitely.
And so then, so many people think of cooking as work.
Yes,
I'm lucky that I don't, but so many people do, and so then. If you are with your friends, it's more of a social thing, and then it's a different like paradigm completely. It's a social thing rather than a work
yes.
thing.
Yes. So you look forward to it. And bonus, you share the cleanup. And also, you go home with a bunch of food. So
yeah.
later, when you don't feel like cooking alone, you already have something lovely in the freezer. It's such a good idea. Cooking clubs are a good idea. If you're in a book club, you already know how to get that stuff together. And maybe you should be cooking in the kitchen while you're talking about the latest book you just read. I think it would be a good combination, actually.
Oh, yeah.
A cooking book club.
Yeah, then it wouldn't just be drinking.
Oh, you know, there are already way too many clubs for that. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. They don't need our help. But you have note cards in your hand, which is so atypical. It's so atypical that it makes me worry that we're going to forget something.
No, it's because I'm so excited about the eclipse. I thought I wouldn't remember to talk about food.
Yeah, I know. It's very exciting about the eclipse. And I'm sorry for all the people who are going to witness the eclipse from the confines of their car in gridlock somewhere, because I know it's inevitable for a good number of people.
I was trying to think of some kind of eclipse food, and there's all those things people are talking about on, you know, the internet and TV, moon pies and stuff. But there's a thing that my mom used to make, and it was it's just macaroni with brown butter, but you take yellow butter and then you make it dark, so I think it's good for the eclipse. But I wanted to mention it because it is such a good thing if you're having people over and they have children and you don't know if the children are picky or not. So it's just a side dish. And brown butter is a good thing to know how to make. It's a French thing, noisette. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Anyway, it's essentially butter noodles, which is the one thing that the pickiest of child will eat. But you just make some macaroni and then in a pot you brown some butter. And the butter turns, it still tastes like butter, so the children won't hate it. But it's nuttier and it's browned and it's really, really good. So what you do is you just put some butter in a small saucepan. It helps if it's a light color, like stainless steel type color thing, as opposed to a dark, like, you know, non-stick type color, because you want to see when the butter browns. So you put the butter in there and first it melts and then it'll sizzle and then it's dangerous. It'll sizzle and then it'll stop sizzling and it'll start foaming and it's quiet. So you know that the browning is starting. And then I just use a silicone spatula, something that's heat proof, and I'll just move the butter around a little in the foam so I can see in the bottom that it's browning. And here's the part where you just have to be a brave person and you brown it and brown it. It's the milk solids in the butter that you're browning. And it'll maybe take 45 seconds, do you think? You know, a minute. It's not a long time.
It's not a long time.
No. It seems, once it starts browning, once the foaming and browning starts.
You can't walk away from it.
No, no, no. And I just keep looking down there. You don't want it to be black, but you want it to be, you know, sternly brown, not just a little tiny bit brown. And then you just pour it onto your macaroni, which is no longer in a colander. That would be bad. But in a bowl. And mix it around. And so it's just kind of an elevated butter noodles. But it's something, if there are children and you don't know how picky they are, that you can have as a side dish, and then you won't have pouting children at the table.
Yes. And if you don't have children and don't have to make special meals, you can add a handful of chopped fresh herbs into that, or maybe a little sprinkle of peperoncino and a grating of really good Parmesan, and you have a bona fide thing that probably has a name.
Yes.
It probably has a name.
We'll call it Noodles Marianne.
I love brown butter.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a thing that my mom did that was really, really genius. It was just a way to please everyone with just one dish.
Kids love it, and they don't have to eat the powdered orange stuff.
Yes, exactly. And you don't have to have that in your house.
Yeah.
And then you can make anything else you want. The dinner could be as fancy or as not, but just if there's children coming over, then you've got the thing covered. And you don't have to cook a separate meal for them, too.
And it's eclipse worthy because, you know.
Because it's yellow and then it turns dark, the butter. I'm going to call it eclipse-a-roni.
There you go. That's it. Oh, we need to post it on the website, eclipse-a-roni. Yes, yes. The website being, of course, northcoastfoodweb.org. northcoastfoodweb.org. Or if you're only, I am constantly and probably tiresomely reminding listeners that really the only website they ever need is coastradio.org, because we link to the universe and everything radio worthy is there, including the calendar of events. So there you go.
I wonder if when, you know, when the board at the Food Web decided to have a radio show, sponsor a radio show called Food Talk, if they envisioned that on their website would be a recipe for Eclipse of Roni.
No, but did we know 7 years ago about the eclipse? It wasn't on our calendar yet.
Yeah.
It was on the calendar, but really, my little phone calendar only goes 1 year or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I didn't know. I would be proud to post it, though. We will post it.
To say that the show has evolved.
Maybe just overstate a little. Maybe just slightly overstate it.
Here comes Joanne Rideout with a sheet of paper. What? She's. Oh.
I'm going to put Linda on mic three, if you'll pull that one
over.
Sorry,
that squeaky noise.
Because Joanne Rideout, our station manager, is here with a piece of paper in her hand.
The eclipse is underway, as most of you probably know, and I just we're keeping a close eye on tripcheck.com, which is a place where you can tell traffic backups and accidents. Now, no accidents in our listening area, but we are seeing some yellow areas, which means traffic slowdowns on Highway 101 going up and down the coast south of Cannon Beach to Bay City. So I think people may be starting to kind of pull over or do all those things that they were asked not to do. But at any rate, if you're going through those areas, just expect it to take longer.
Okay.
So if you're on Highway 101, that's it. Otherwise, it's a beautiful day.
Don't let
watch
the sun go down on me.
See, we've completely lost all reason.
Sounds
totally appropriate.
Myself, there's always someone
she's
else.
She's our backup singer.
See.
I think so.
Thanks, Joanne. We will continue to provide those eclipse updates and soundtracks for your edification during the course of Food Talk. Yesterday at our little cooking club, we were regaled by many, many, many original compositions sung by Linda Perkins, almost all to the same tune.
I know. And still this morning in my head, I could hear Dulcie Taylor screaming, shut up.
Yes.
Shut up.
By the end of the day, we were like, no. So what else is cooking in our world?
Well, I was thinking about grilling. You know, in the summer, I grill a lot. I grill a lot all the time, a lot more than I think most people. But some meats that you grill, flank steaks, some things that you would slice up, you know, they tend, my major struggle with them is that you slice them up and then all the juice falls out and they get dry.
Yeah.
And I remember working in restaurants that the thing that, like if we had a French dip sandwich or something like that with sliced beef, they always held the beef in a hotel pan with beef broth.
That's right.
Yeah. And so if you, I just wanted to say that if you have the experience I do, flank steak is my number one nemesis. If you slice it and then it just, all the juice comes out and it's dry and horrible, just slice it up and then just wave it around in the juice that's at the bottom of the pan and it's fixed. Don't throw that juice away. Just slice it up and leave it in there and just keep rolling it around. And it's just as if that never happened.
Yeah, it just reabsorbs after a while.
Yeah,
has to wait. If it has to wait for you, it will reabsorb. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good tip.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
I've been using a lot of avocados.
Yeah, they're perfect right now.
Yeah, they sure are. Really,
peaches
really
and avocados and tomatoes right now.
Yep.
I'm trying to do something creative with tomatoes, but I can't get past just slicing them and eating them with a little Maldon salt and some cracked pepper. Yipes, so good. And BLTs, just like that should be the national meal from July and August.
Yeah, yesterday Uriah was talking about crab melts with tomatoes, how good the tomatoes are right now.
That's right. And he does crab melts
on an English muffin.
Yeah.
So just English muffin, mayonnaise, and then tomato and some crab and some cheese on top. Put it in the oven till it's melty and then at 350 and then under the broiler till it's brown.
Yeah.
And that just sounded delicious, doesn't it?
It's so good. And if that mayonnaise is a little Russian dressing instead where you just mixed a tiny bit of ketchup and a tiny, tiny bit of mustard in there, it's even better.
Okay.
And I think Uriah uses Havarti cheese, but I've made them with whatever cheese was in the house. Mm-hmm. Any cheese is probably really delicious on there. you can't do better right now. Oregon pink shrimp, just as good. Hey, it's 9:44, and it's time for me to remind you that you're listening to Food Talk on Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM Astoria, Oregon, KTCB 89.5 FM Tillamook, Oregon, streaming live at coastradio.org and on your mobile using the TuneIn app. We are on Eclipse Watch, despite the fact that we should be talking to you about food.
It's so exciting.
It's hard to have it be more exciting. You know, when I was just doing that thing, Linda, about the stations and the frequencies, I almost had brain fade, which you and I were just talking about, where you know something so well and you get to the middle of the sentence and it's just gone.
Yep. Poof. It's like a clamshell. My brain just slams shut. It's the most amazing thing. And, you know, I used to think it's sort of like an old Buick vapor locking, but it's more severe now. It's like shutting the front hood on that Buick, just slam, gone, poof.
It is.
I don't
like
even
a
know if I had an idea or a question, but it is.
Why are
gone.
We here?
I know.
Wait, it is like a clamshell, like a live clam, and I'd rather my brain be a dead clam that stays open. Please.
First my socks, then my shoes. Every morning I have to go through the process consciously.
It's just sad. Although I got to say, with cooking, sometimes, I don't know, I guess if you've done it enough, sometimes you can be totally thinking about other things and be getting it done.
It's like a
muscle memory.
Yeah.
Your muscle, what is that thing called?
Weasel, kumquat.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I actually cooked a meal kit last night.
Oh, is it from Andy's Elemento?
It's the local meal kit. And so you actually know where all the farmers and everybody who are in that bag. And it was something that I would normally never cook because my husband does not have the most charitable attitude toward eggplant or collard greens. And it had both.
Oh, wow.
But it was fabulous.
Okay,
and
see,
he loved
that's the
it.
Thing. So there are meal kits that you can buy that are nationally available, but they're you know what? I think it's sort of like going to the web, sort of like looking something up on All Recipes or something like that. But the thing about this local one, and there were a bunch of us talking about it yesterday, is because it's from a person, and it's Andy Catalano, and he's such an exceptional chef. He's worked in a Michelin-starred restaurant, but he is gifted, and there is the chance that you will 1% learn to cook like him, because he's putting it together and he has the directions and he has such finesse, you know. That's just the thing, that it's from him and it's his, and that you can kind of learn to cook like him. That to me is just really something.
One of the things that I love about that kind of cooking, regardless of where it comes from, as opposed to like cookbook cooking where you're trying something new, is that you learn to experience these. Like I totally never understood in many years the power of salt, pepper, and fresh squeezed lemon juice, which in very many of the meals I've cooked out of that bag, that is the only seasoning, and they all taste different.
Okay, wow, because, isn't that something?
Yeah, it's insane. I look at my two trays of spices, and that's after I called.
Yeah.
And I go, why did I used to need all this stuff? It's amazing. Anyway, that's what I cooked, and it was a pasta alla Norma, which has nothing to do with Norma Hernandez.
Well, it'd be way more famous if it did.
I know it would. And probably, you know, like way
more fun.
Yeah, right. Excitable. It was pasta, and the sauce was sauteing rounds of eggplant until they're brown on both sides in a little olive oil, and then cooling them and chopping them, chopping up collards, sauteing them in a little olive oil, and then adding some basil and some pasta water and some really good quality canned tomatoes, and some magical chili spice that Andy made, and stirring the pasta right into it, and it was really, really good.
Okay.
Feta cheese on top, which I was, that's a new one on me because I normally would just shave some Parmesan on there. It was absolutely perfect. So I'm
just
saying.
Collard greens, I am like prejudiced against, just because when I was a kid, if my, well, really little, if my dad killed a bear, yay.
Oh, God.
The whole family's just like, no. And we always knew when he came home and he got out the bear rendering pot, and that was what he made collard greens with. And they were boiled for hours, you know? And oh, yuck. So
it might have been the bear's fault and not the collard's fault, but look who took the rap.
Yeah,
the collards.
Collard greens. Oh. So,
well,
I need to try them a good way.
When Uriah was cooking at the Colombian Cafe, he used to take a whole collard leaf and just toss it on the brush a little. I don't know whether he brushed butter or the garlic and onion olive oil sauce that he used to use on the grill, really lightly, put the leaf on there, the whole leaf, and just let it sit.
Okay.
And then flip it over, and it would get crispy like a kale chip.
Really? Okay.
And it would be so delicious.
So right on the flat top. Okay. How long do you think he left it there? I mean, I know it was a long time ago.
Yeah, no, and I paid attention to his timing. I didn't. I was
okay.
A little busy.
Yeah.
But I just until it got crispy on, you know, and flipped it once. We need to have Uriah come here and talk about home cooking.
Yeah.
I will see if I can get him to do that, because I think that he is a unique voice and has not only perfect pitch palate-wise, but also has those decades of very, very specific experience. So
he's such a good cook.
Yeah, he's such a good cook. I miss his cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
And I remember when I'd be at the Columbia and you're sitting there, and then everybody that comes in, is Uriah cooking? Is Uriah cooking? That, I think, is the most common question asked in any restaurant in Astoria.
Yeah. We like to know who's cooking.
Yeah.
We like to know who grew our food. We like to know who cooks our food. We like to know who serves our food if we're out. I don't know. Maybe that's a small town thing, but I think it's kind of key to the appreciation of your food.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's summer, and we continue to get the most fabulous produce.
And eclipses.
Oh, and don't forget eclipses, which are underway. The sky is clear. Do not look up. Do a pinhole box or make sure that the glasses you have. And you told me about a disclaimer this morning that you saw.
Yeah, I think on Facebook I saw Dutch Brothers, I think it was, recalled their glasses like at midnight last night, which, you know, just I was worried who would hear that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, now our 11 listeners know.
Well, good. So if you got your eclipse glasses at a Dutch Brothers coffee drive-thru, please do not use those. Do not rely on them. It is not the fault of Dutch Brothers. It's whoever made those glasses. And I'm sure they were purchased in good faith to help you safely view the eclipse. But it is not safe. So don't wear them.
I hope it wasn't Dunn Brothers. I read it really early. I hadn't had coffee yet. Oopsie.
I'll double check it while you talk.
No.
Well, what are you cooking this week? What do you got in your fridge?
I have, I am in love with that Senposi weird cabbage that Teresa.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, Red Slav grows.
Yeah.
And it's a big flat leaf cabbage. And so I am going to try to make some cabbage rolls out of it, because it's flat and it's pliable, unlike, you know, the cabbage that it is, was its mother or father. I'm not sure which one. And it's just so delicious. It's greener. And that makes you think it's healthier, but who knows? And it's just really nutty. And, oh, I've been cutting it up into coleslaw, and it's not it's leafier than something you would normally cut up into a coleslaw, but it's just delicious. And I'm gonna make some cabbage rolls and see how they turn out, and I can't imagine that they're not gonna be fantastic.
What are you stuffing them with?
There's a place in Portland, and it's called, is it Mother's Bistro?
Yeah, I think
so. And they're real famous for their cabbage rolls, and they have a cookbook, and I got that recipe. I've never made it before, but it's a rice and beef stuffing thing, and here comes our friend Joanne.
So I just double-checked, and it is true that Dutch Brothers just said, you know, like last
don't
night.
Don't use your glasses.
If you got a pair of glasses at Dutch Brothers Coffee, do not use them, because they can't vouch for their... You know, the ones that are good and the ones that aren't good look the same.
Right, exactly.
So don't risk your eyesight. Get a pinhole camera Watch it on YouTube. Well, our, you know, we've only got a few minutes left. We want you to be able to see for the rest of your life.
That's right. We're not going to be around to help you find your stuff. So
And the pinhole camera. So Susan is outside. She's got one big piece of cardboard, and she's got a little pinhole, you know, that she poked in it, probably with like an awl. It's you know, a couple millimeters big. And then a ways away, she's just set up another piece of cardboard, and she's using that to project it on. And she holds the one with the hole in it up in the air and then gets the little sun dot on the other piece of cardboard, so you have to do the whole camera thing.
Yeah, you don't.
And then
so
you can see the shape of the sun change.
Well, Susan's very ingenious. She has it like on a stepladder and da-da-da. So she's Madam Science out there, but we are good to go out there.
I think maybe Linda's not allowed to leave because I think maybe your car is the backdrop for the easel. I'm not sure.
You have to be here until at least this afternoon.
That's right.
Yeah, but I mean, just poke if you're home, just poke a hole in a piece of cardboard and then project it onto a wall, project it onto something. Just, you know, get that cardboard up in the air and then get that pinhole onto something and you'll see the shape of the sun. That's what a pinhole camera is. It's not, you don't have to do the whole box thing. That's what it is.
Yeah. So, and that's much the safer way than any pair of glasses you might have gotten anywhere. But if you got your glasses from Dutch Brothers Coffee, please, we are pleading with you on behalf of Dutch Brothers to not use those glasses because it's been discovered that they are not actually working. So
they'll burn a hole in your head.
Oh my gosh, not another hole in my head.
I'm leaking.
I'm so, it's drafty in there, and now I have room to rent as my brain is shrinking. It's so sad. We need to eat brain food.
I
so
know.
You were talking about stuffing for cabbage rolls.
Yeah. And so I haven't tried it yet, the recipe, but I know that when we're at that restaurant, we love them. And so just, you know, a rice and beef. But I don't know. It's the spices, I'm sure, and vegetables.
Yeah,
I know there's peppers in it, too.
Got to be aromatics
really
in there. Yeah. Oh, I haven't had good cabbage rolls forever. Yeah, I might have to make some. I actually have cabbage that I got at the River People Farmers Market last week in my fridge. So.
And that's what I'm hoping is that it is the recipe. You know, like there's some, like the Grand Central Baking Book, that those recipes are what you buy in that bakery. I mean, they are exactly the thing that you buy. And I'm so thankful to her for sharing her recipes. But then some, you know, they're sort of like, well, this is a cabbage roll, you know. And so I hope it's really the recipe. I really hope.
It is. It is false advertising if you think that you're eating what you ate at the restaurant, and then it's a different
We just simplified
recipe.
It for home cooking.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
That's totally right. Well, we're going to be able to get cabbage for a while, but some things are going to start dwindling. I don't know. I feel like it's been feeling very fall-like lately.
Yeah.
And so I know that if we don't eat stone fruits
and tomatoes.
Yeah. Pretty fast, we're going to be missing them pretty soon, I think.
And boy, if you can get one of those Hermiston watermelons this year, they are so good. They are so much better than any other watermelon on earth. There's a couple places around town selling them.
Well, and don't we? I mean, I think that that's another thing where you get your food close to home, and it's just that alone is a better ingredient.
Yeah. But it's just so remarkable how good they are. Wow. Just. Blah.
Yeah, okay, well, more watermelon. You can't hurt my feelings. I can eat watermelon for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and call it good.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Also, I got to say, Linda, your bread recipe, which I believe is on the website, is that bread is so good. We did the pie auction for
It was so fun.
It was so fun for the Natale Grange, and you brought many loaves of bread.
Yeah, I think 9 or 10.
Yeah, got auctioned off with a jar of homemade blackberry jam, and I took it home, and the bread is just so reliably delicious.
Thank you. Yeah, I've baked a lot of it lately because we did the Angels for Sarah Sanctuary big sale, and I think I baked 25-30 loaves for that one. So.
That's the senior dog sanctuary.
Yeah.
And that was very successful, I think.
Yeah.
What's the next thing you have to bake 10,000 pies for?
You know, I don't think it's until November, the PEO sale.
Yeah.
Seaside PEO. Maybe it's Cannon Beach.
Okay.
South County PEO.
Yeah. All right. If you get a chance to go to a bake sale that we've talked about, it's because Linda's baking for it, and you should go. That's what I'm mostly saying. You should definitely go and get stuff, because I waited till the second day of the two-day Angels for Sarah Sanctuary, and basically I wrote a check because I believe in the cause, but I did not go home with any baked goods because, no, there were none.
She said there were like 8 jars of jam on the counter and half a loaf of zucchini bread.
And quite frankly, I have more jars of your jam than that at home already, so I didn't really need more jam. But I'm happy to donate. It's such a worthy cause, senior dogs. But I got to say that a bake sale with Linda's name attached to it will get me there, and then I'll find out what the cause is. Really, I'm just going to hope it's a holy cause, because delicious.
Once upon a time, we were falling in love, but now we're only falling apart. Blah, 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 blah. Total eclipse of the heart. I don't remember the words. That's my last eclipse song.
Oh, my gosh. So coming up in just about 1 minute is NPR News headlines coming your way. And at 10:06, Whisperin' Smith is in this morning to bring you Lost Highways. So please stay tuned for that. If you are tracking the eclipse, and I'm guessing you are, make sure you're not staring directly at the sun. Make sure you're not wearing eclipse glasses you got at Dutch Brothers. And know that we're looking at peak performance at approximately a quarter after 10. So very
exciting.
Close.
Yeah, so 15 minutes away.
And also know that if you have to be somewhere and you're in the KMUN listening area, probably smooth sailing.
Yay!
Thank you, Linda, very, very.
Thank you, Marianne. Happy eclipse.
Yeah, you too.